And we welcome in today our guest from the Women's Resource Center. We have Tracy Schaub in studio with us. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. And to your left, Peggy Baker. Peggy, welcome in.
Thank you very much.
First time for you ever being on the radio, huh?
That's right.
Got new experience today, huh?
Yep.
You got a little anecdote to add to your autobiography, I guess,
yeah.
Huh?
I wasn't on my bucket list.
No, not on your bucket list, but you're going to check it off anyway.
Yeah.
That's good. Thanks for coming in, ladies. We got you in to talk about a fundraiser, big fundraiser for the Women's Resource Center here in North Platte, and that would be your annual Walk for Life. So this is, I hear, is going to be a big one, huh?
Yeah, we have a big walk coming up May 2nd and 3rd, and we have our walk in 9 different locations. And this year, our walk theme is Hope in Every Heartbeat. So the walk is a 2-mile walk, and afterwards we'll be having a free pancake feed an activity for the kids to do along the walk route.
Okay, do we know what that activity is, or is it still in the works?
It's still in the works, but I'm thinking something with chalk, and as we walk, maybe have kids draw pictures or write words of any pro-life statements that they have or pictures.
Okay. Great. Open to everyone, basically?
Yeah, open to everyone in the community. Please come. It's a great morning to be together with everybody with the same mission. We're pro-life, and we want to save babies.
So. Okay. 25th year, is that right?
Yes, it's the 25th year.
So it started back in 2001, then?
Yeah.
That's great. That's a pretty good milestone. For you. How much money do you hope to raise from this walk?
Well, we set our goal at $100,000.
And so that's pretty bold.
Last year we hit $103,000, and so we would love to beat that goal.
Okay.
But
that's and how do you decide on that? How do you come up with that? Is it just kind of what the pattern has been over the years of what?
Yeah, just watching the pattern and what people have donated and see where we're at the year before, and you know, God's a big God, and he can help us to reach our goals.
So big fundraiser. I imagine this is probably provides for a lot of things that otherwise you would not be able to for women that you see, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Peggy, why don't you go ahead and share about how many diapers? This was last month's stats.
Yeah, in March, correct?
Yes.
We had
February, sorry.
We're working on March yet. So February, we gave out over 3,000 diapers, and we saw 179 clients, plus we had 11 brand-new clients that came to see us. So
almost 200 then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between those.
And some of those are repeat clients, too. So we have group classes they come to, or individual to earn their points so they can buy diapers and things. Everything's free. They just have to do the classes.
You just ask them to be a part of the classes. Are those like parenting classes or different things?
Yes, parenting from pregnancy classes all the way through infant care and parenting, and we have some Bible study and very, very involved groups, too, that just love coming. And we have father classes, too, fatherhood classes
as great.
Well.
Great. Yeah, we focus so much on the woman, we forget that there's the other side of that. Mm-hmm. With the pregnancy, obviously there's a father involved, too. So there's an opportunity there for them to go through that. With their lady as well. You're unabashed in proclaiming you're pro-life. So obviously that, you know, for people that don't feel that way, that probably rubs them the wrong way. But I mean, you're all about making sure that the women that get pregnant, especially the unexpected ones, know that there is an alternative, because so often in our society, I think, there's just that one message or if they're not looking around, they don't understand there's another alternative, because it seems like the first thing that they run into is, you know, abortion, mm-hmm. and going that route.
Yeah, and that is kind of the first instinct they have. And when they're scared, they're vulnerable, they don't know how they're going to do this. And so that's where we come along, and we just come along beside them. And we help them to, you know that we're going to be there to support them all the way through their pregnancy and beyond. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to encourage them. You know, our motto is we want to offer them hope. You know, hope, help, and healing is kind of our motto there. And mm-hmm. when they walk in the door, we want them to feel that they are loved and they are cared for. And we just want to walk this journey with them. You know, as a family, as an individual, you know, we just want to make sure that their needs are met.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact, too, it isn't just, you're not just ministering to them during the pregnancy. You're saying that we're going to stick with you. We're not just, you know, sending you off after you have your baby. We're going to continue to walk with you and help provide for you and get you started in your journey with your newborn child.
Yeah. Right? We do, and we do follow them all the way through to all the way up to potty training, and just trying to empower them to be strong and know that they can do this. They can do anything they set their mind to do, and just they can go back to school. They can maybe go to college if they've never thought about going to college, and that, you know, having a child it's a gift. But and things can get slowed down depending on where they are in their life.
Right.
But they can do this.
Right. We're talking with Tracy Schaub and Peggy Baker from the Women's Resource Center here in North Platte, talking about their Walk for Life coming up on, you said, May 2nd?
2nd and 3rd.
Yep. 2nd and 3rd. So this is a big deal, but I just want to give you the opportunity to talk more just about the purpose of the overall purpose of the resource center, and maybe some things that people aren't aware of, you know, that they have options. And do you see yourself kind of like a counselor, kind of your role, you know, when a young woman comes in?
Yeah. We have a love approach of counseling, and uh-huh. and all of us that are counselors have been through that. You know, we just try so hard to love everyone where they're at, and there's no judgment. You know, we
right.
step in where they are, but we everything we do is free and confidential, and so many options. There's like over 400 classes they can take, and we can actually send some to their phones too if they don't live here. You know, they can attend that way, mm-hmm. and then come in and talk to us. Mm-hmm. But I'm one of the nursing staff there, and another thing we offer is a free pregnancy test. We do free STD testing. And we do free limited OB ultrasounds, so we can show them their baby and hear their heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so impactful when they can, it yeah. just brings a whole new aspect to it. When they see yeah. that baby and hear that heartbeat, it changes
yeah.
their...
It's one thing to be told you're pregnant and you know you have a life developing inside of you, but to actually see evidence of that in that form,
mm-hmm.
I've heard that's changed so many. That has somebody that was on that track of, I have to have an abortion, I can't sustain this. Mm-hmm. You know, it financially is not possible for me. And then they're shown their baby and see that life mm-hmm. with those pictures mm-hmm. that you show them, and it just changes their mind just like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and we're peer counselors, so we're not professional counselors, but like Peggy yeah. said, we're just walking alongside of them, showing them love, you know, and we do share options with them when they come in that for that pregnancy test. They have three options. It's to parent, adopt, or abort. But one of the things that we want to share with them as well is we're going to love them through whatever decision they make. We're going to support them. And if that happens to be an abortion, then we want to offer them post-abortive healing, because we know that there are struggles with that abortion. It's mental struggles. It could be alcohol, drugs, things that they don't even know that's going on in their life.
Right.
But we're here for them no matter what.
Yeah, I think it's important to stress that, and they know they have that option. You don't want them to take that choice, but you're not gonna, if they're of a mind to do that, then you're gonna say, we'll still support you. Mm-hmm. You know, we still have these classes that will help you if mm-hmm. you need healing.
Yeah.
After that, for mm-hmm. sure, and I think that's important. Let's go over details of this Walk for Life again. You said it's a 2-day event, then?
Yeah, so we have it in 9 different locations. So we have different walks on Saturday, different walks on Sunday.
Are these all the locations on your website?
They are. They're on our website. You can go to our website at friendsofwrc.com.
Okay.
And that's also where you can register to be a walker. And so when you register to be a walker, we just ask, we encourage everybody to raise $50 minimum in pledges to earn a free t-shirt.
Okay.
And then, but we want you to raise beyond, because we know that our ministry, it takes thousands of dollars to do what we do every day. And we're funded through churches and local individuals that support the ministry. And we've been over 60 years now doing what we do. And so it takes a lot of money to do what we do, to provide. Yeah. We provide free cribs, free car seats to and other big items for free, and of course diapers and stuff like that. So we always tell our clients, if you come in and you do our classes, you probably will never have to buy another diaper. So
I would think that'd be a big incentive.
Yes, diapers are expensive. I mean, you think of a box of diapers as about $40. So
is it about 40 now?
Yeah, a can of formula. If you get a large can of formula, it's about $50 for a very large can of formula, and those babies drink a lot of milk. So
That's amazing. So, you know, if you want to walk, then you just find sponsors, basically, to sponsor.
Yeah, so you find sponsors to sponsor you, and then you don't even have to collect any money. You can just have them pledge you the money. We do the rest of it on our side. But, yeah, so we just encourage. I think last year we had about 400 walkers, so we'd like to increase that, and that's with all 9 locations.
That's great. I like the fact that too, that it's not just one location one day. You have choices too, and several communities. I'm guessing Sutherland, Hershey's.
So we have Wallace and Paxton.
In Paxton,
Hershey, North Platte, Arnold, Stapleton, Dunning, Gothenburg, Callaway.
It's quite the radius.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not just Lincoln County. We're going, Keith County, just Paxton, and then up Custer County.
Yeah, yeah. So
Callaway and Arnold.
Yep, Callaway and Arnold, and
Dawson County with Gothenburg.
Yeah.
I
think is there going to be one in Lexington this year?
We actually opened a new center about a month ago in Lexington.
Okay.
We don't have a walk there yet. We're just kind of getting, we'll have our open house for that. But we will hopefully sometime this year be doing a walk there.
Okay.
But not during this time, but we will be possibly doing a walk there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That is great. And again, we just urge people that are thinking about this to go to the website, friendsofwrc.com. If they want to talk to somebody, your number's 308-534-1440, right?
Yes, yep.
And they'd be able to talk to somebody, and I'm guessing that's a business hour, Monday through Friday type.
Yes, deal from 11 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Somebody's there from on weekdays, 11 to 5. Anything else you ladies would like to mention about the center or this walk or?
One of the things, the services I did want to share with that we've expanded into, we really have expanded into our Spanish ministry.
Okay.
We now have hired 2 Spanish interpreters.
Oh, good.
So we're able to reach the Hispanic community, and that's been really good. So,
good. Well, this is a tremendous thing, and as you mentioned, Peggy, at the top, with nearly 200 between repeat customers, new customers that you serve every mm-hmm. month. So that's a tremendous service that you're providing, and all they have to do is just pick a class, basically, and then they're stocked with what they need mm-hmm. for sure. That is a great thing that you can help out with. So again, just head to the website for more information and to sign up. They do all their signing up on the website, basically. And
yep, just go to the website. And you can actually set up a page on the website, and people that want to sponsor you can even go in and sponsor you right on the webpage.
Okay.
So yeah, okay. We have people that sponsor our T-shirts that are sponsors of our walk, and those are individuals and churches and organizations in the different communities, North Platte and Gothenburg, and different communities that are sponsoring our T-shirts. And mm-hmm. some of those are, like, Nebraska Land Bank sponsors our T-shirts. We have Demarette Lock and Circle B Trucking. So those are just a few. And we have some individuals and churches that they sponsor us for the walk.
Great. So. Do you know the specific day and time for the North Platte walk?
So the North Platte's walk will be at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. on Saturday the 2nd.
Okay. Saturday, May 2nd?
Yep.
10 a.m.?
Yeah.
And then does that start at the Resource
Center?
It
does. At 209 McNeil Lane, we'll start there. And we walk down the bike path up the side by the hospital, the front of the hospital. We do that loop twice.
Make a two loops and for 2 miles
yep.
worth. All right. A lot of steps they're going to get in. Thank you, ladies, for coming in today, and hope you accomplish your goal. You said you're going for at least 100,000, but if you top last year, 103?
103 was last year.
Was last year, so let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Thank you very much.
Our guests have been Peggy Baker and Tracy Schaub from the Women's Resource Center here in North Platte.